a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Brad Urbach with the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance is Emma Hager from Sioux Falls. We pray. Holy and gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We are grateful for the men and women of this house. It's a good day to come when there's hardly no business to do. That shows that there has been a wonderful cooperative spirit between the House and the Senate and the governor, and we are appreciative of the time and the energy and the talent that the men and women of this house put toward this. And today we're thankful for good highways and four-wheel drive vehicles and all those things that help us in our journey. So we do pray for safety in all the journeys of those who have so faithfully served in this house. So bless the work that we go about this day, these things we ask, in my Lord's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will please call the roll.
I know we have a quorum because we've been looking at and checking all your names off up here. Do you want me to still read them? Okay. Representative Anderson, Bartling, Boland, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hawks, Holly, Heinemann, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Langer, Latterell, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nelson, Norstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Vercio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Gosh. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 37th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosh, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Journal is approved. Communications.
March 24th, 2014, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on March 24th, 2014, I approved House Bills 1019, 1025, 1033, 1039, 1045, 1046, 1063, 1069, 1096, 1118, 1165, and 1199, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor. March 26, 2014, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on March 26, 2014, I approved House Bills 1087, 1100, 1113, 1127, 1129, 1143, 1148, 1162, and 1166, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor. March 28, 2014, Mr. Speaker and members of the House of Representatives, I have the honor to inform you that on March 28, 2014, I approved House Bills 1040, 1041, 1111, 1112, 1122, 1142, 1164, 1175, 1177, 1194, 1203, 1206, 1213, and 1249, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State. Respectfully submitted, Dennis Dugard, Governor.
On our final legislative day, we have a doctor of the day. Is he here? Greg Weedall. Consideration of reports of joint select committees.
Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to wait upon His Excellency the Governor to inform him that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn sine die and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature, respectfully reports that it has performed the duties assigned to it and has been informed by His Excellency the Governor that he will not appear for the closing of the 89th legislative session. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, David Lust, Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee, Corey Brown, Tim Rave, Jason Frerich, Senate Committee. Representative Lust moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to informing the governor that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature be adopted.
Those in favor of the motion to adopt the Joint Select Committee will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. Report is adopted.
Also, Mr. Speaker, your Joint Select Committee appointed to consider the matter of adjournment sine die at the 89th legislative session respectfully reports that the Senate and House of the House of Representatives adjourned sine die at the hour of a time this morning, March 31st, 2014. Respectfully submitted, Brian Gosch, David Lust, Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee, Dan Lederman, Deb Peters, and Billy Sutton, Senate Committee. Representative Lust moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to fixing the time to adjourn sine die be adopted.
Those in favor of the motion to adopt the Joint Select Committee will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carries. Joint Select Committee report is adopted. Representative Rounds.
Speaker, personal privilege.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House. Over the years, we've honored a lot of individuals that have filled important roles in this body. They assist the legislature in our day-to-day activities. Examples would include the interns, pages, the sergeant-at-arms, the secretaries, the clerks. But at the beginning of each day, we have said before us a prayer. We know the importance of this prayer because it gives us some guidance as we go about our day. And this is done in a non-denominational way, so each of us have that opportunity to reflect and to absorb that guidance as we go about our day-to-day activities. Today we heard a prayer from our chaplain, Pastor Brad Urbach, who has been providing these words for the legislature for almost 40 years, 39 years to be exact. Started in September of 1974 as a pastor at Faith Lutheran Church here in Pierre, and since the session in 1975, he's been coming up here several times during each session to give us the words of guidance at the start of each session. He's volunteered his time to the legislature, and today is our opportunity to recognize the importance of those words that he's given us. As a hobby, and I know this to be a fact, he collects eggs. I don't know if he does that on purpose, but he's had parishioners, people in his congregation, friends and relatives, send him eggs from all over the world, actually. He uses these eggs when he's talking to his congregation, especially at Easter, and also in other services where he's talking about new life, new ideas. And we can also use this egg as a symbol in this body, because next year, maybe up to half these chairs are going to be vacant. So we're going to have new people, new ideas. So, Mr. Speaker, with your permission, as a token of our appreciation for the years, I would like to approach the podium and present Chaplain Urbach with a little token of our appreciation for the years that he has served.
Thank you, Pastor Urbach. You ready for the motion? We're going to do a closing prayer and then our final motion.
Thank you.
That's exceedingly kind of you. I want you to know that all of us who have the privilege of praying in the House and the Senate deem it to be our privilege. And thank you and God bless you. And we'll do that closing prayer now. Holy and gracious Father, as we move forward from this legislative session, we pray for your continued blessings upon the men and women of this House who have served faithfully. We thank you especially for those whose legislative terms now come to an end for their faithful service. Grant safety to all who travel this day. We ask your guidance upon those who will serve in summer studies and take on various leadership responsibilities. Continue to bless them with good insight and wisdom as they address issues of common interest for our state. As we journey into spring, we beseech you, Heavenly Father, for greatly needed moisture for our fields and our waterways. We ask you to bless our beloved state of South Dakota that we might use all of our resources, natural and human, to your glory and for the well-being of our whole state. So indeed, Father, we thank you for this day and for the blessings of these women and men of this House of Representatives and for the well-being of our state. This we all ask of you, and this I would pray in the name of my Lord Jesus. Amen.
Ready?
Representative Carson.
Speaker, I move that we fight die.
Motion for we adjourn Senate DA. There has been a second. All those in favor of the motion to adjourn will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
We are adjourned.